Well, heading overseas now, it's been another drama-filled day in Washington, with a meeting between Donald Trump and his Democrat opponents ending in a way that the Democrat Senate leader described as jaw-dropping. Here's North America correspondent James Glenday.
At what point do you think the pressure is going to mount so much so that the Speaker actually gives in?
On Capitol Hill in Washington, left-wing lawmakers are on a mission. They're trying to force the Democratic Party's leadership to change course and use the contents of the Mueller report into Russian election meddling to impeach Donald Trump.
I see a lot more people that believe that impeachable offence has occurred.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to go down that divisive path, but after a closed-door meeting aimed at quelling discontent, she uttered some of her strongest words yet.
We believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up.
Those comments set the stage for another spectacular political blow-up. Less than an hour later, at a pre-planned gathering at the White House about a massive infrastructure package, the president didn't sit or shake hands with Ms. Pelosi or Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer. He stood and gave them a piece of his mind for three straight minutes.
To watch what happened in the White House would make your jaw drop.
In any event, I pray for the President of the United States. And I pray for the United States of America.
Mr. Trump then stormed out and into a press conference where he declared he would not legislate if the Democrats continue to investigate him, his friends and family.
All of a sudden I hear last night they're going to have a meeting right before this meeting to talk about the I word. The I word. Can you imagine? I don't speak to Russians about campaigns. When I went to Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania, I don't say, oh, let's call Russia. Maybe they can. It's a hoax.
It had all the hallmarks of a reality TV confrontation, the sort Donald Trump is well known for. And the walkout was pretty obviously pre-planned. But this time, there was no mistaking the president's anger.
Instead of walking in happily into a meeting, I walk in to look at people that had just said that I was doing a cover-up. I don't do cover-ups. I want to do infrastructure. I'd be really good at that. That's what I do. But you know what? You can't do it under these circumstances.
A $2 trillion US dollar infrastructure plan to build airports, road, rail, bridges and broadband was thought to be one of the few proposals that might get bipartisan backing in the deeply divided US Capitol. Right now, it's hard to see what sort of major proposal could possibly get passed before the next presidential election in November next year.
North America correspondent James Glenday there.